This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado could dramatically cut its child poverty rate under a major proposal at the State House. CPR's Andrew Kinney reports on how the state would pay for the change.
The state's lowest income families could get up to $3,200 per year for each of their children under a tax credit proposed by State House Democrats. That money would come from the state's Tabor surplus, meaning it could redirect an estimated $700 million a year that would otherwise be paid out as Tabor refunds. Democratic Representative Chris DeGree Kennedy is a sponsor.
This is an incredibly expensive tax credit, and we know that Colorado is not going to be in a Tabor surplus environment forever. But while we are, we believe that this is one of the best things we can be doing to help pull kids out of poverty.
The bill passed a committee hearing this week, but still has a ways to go. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Crews with Colorado Springs Utilities are continuing to shore up a portion of Monument Creek near downtown Colorado Springs that has undergone considerable erosion over the years. Utilities engineer Jason Messimer is the lead technical advisor for the project.
Here is that the creek and a large flood would erode laterally as well as up and down and could get into the adjacent properties or some of our critical infrastructure.
Crews are adding native vegetation, sand, and boulders to some areas to counteract the erosion. Work should be completed by summer. Mostly clear tonight in Colorado Springs with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.